Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today we will be discussing Borat subsequent movie film. After being jailed for humiliating Kazakhstan, due to his actions in the first movie, Borat is back as the famous journalist is released and sent on a mission to bring respect back to his country in Borat subsequent movie film. Borat's mission is simple. Deliver Kazakh Minister of Culture, Johnny the Monkey, to President Donald Trump. Before leaving on his mission, Borat discovers that he has a 15-year-old girl named Tutar who wants to come with him. Despite her wishes, Borat leaves on a boat, making stops at just about every country in the world before finally arriving in the United States, where he finds that his daughter snuck into the shipping container and ate the monkey. Without the monkey, Borat's new mission is to deliver Tutar as a gift instead. Along the way, Borat and Tutar learn about cultural differences by attending a debutante ball, living with hardcore Republicans, hiring an American babysitter, and interviewing Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. In the end, the audience is hit with a major plot twist that makes this movie a great, relevant watch. Borat's subsequent movie film is classified as a comedy slash mockumentary. The film fits perfectly into the comedy genre, as the entirety of the movie is based on ridiculous events that are naturally hilarious to viewers in their outrageousness. It also falls under the mockumentary genre, as it follows the life of Borat as a normal documentary would, but mocks real documentaries in that the events and background are not real. In the beginning of the film, Borat notices that everyone in the U.S. has become calculator crazy. Naturally, he decides that he needs one of these virtual calculators, which are really just cell phones. In this scene, Borat is dressed in a ridiculous disguise so that people won't recognize him as he completely fails to understand the technology of FaceTime. Ryan, the unsuspecting employee at Computer Guys, FaceTimes Borat using a second phone. But Borat tells Brian to be quiet while he talks to the, quote, ghost with blue shirt, end quote, on FaceTime. The camera, following Borat, captures all of this comedy while mocking people that don't understand technology. Later on in the film, Borat gets up on stage at a Republican rally where he sings a song about how, quote, Corona is a liberal hoax, end quote. The entire audience claps along and loves every word they hear. Clearly, this scene is mocking Republicans that don't believe that the virus is real, portraying them as uneducated and ignorant. The general comedy of the scene can be appreciated on many levels, as Borat's lines are funny in themselves, his costume is funny, and the reaction of the audience is funny as well. Borat even says that the widely beloved Obama is a traitor in his song, which is so ridiculous to most of the audience that it makes viewers laugh. Filmmaker and theorist Laura Mulvey coined the term the male gaze in 1973. A major point in her theory is that men are considered the active doers of the world, while women are expected to play a supporting role in order to help men achieve their goals. This movie satirically created a scenario following exactly those standards in which Borat was on a mission to restore respect for his country while his daughter Tutar was simply the pawn that would help him do so, and she was happy to play that role. According to Mulvey's theory, the female characters must not only perform their supporting role but also adhere to the male gaze by being beautiful or sexy. When Borat and Tutar attended the debutante ball, Tutar was dressed beautifully to please the fancy people at the event. Borat asked one of the older men there how much Tutar would be worth, and he responded, $500, with a whisper. This line exposes the male gaze in the real world through the lens of a film and presents it to viewers in a digestible way through comedy. Borat's subsequent movie film addresses the problem of the male gaze by incorporating it satirically within their own movie and overdoing it to express just how ridiculous it really is. I am a big fan of Borat's subsequent movie film's ability to build upon outlandish satirical comedy and produce something that provokes some level of feeling and thought along with the surface level comedy. The film not only does what a comedy is supposed to do by keeping you laughing throughout, but it also has some substance in that it warms your heart and makes you think. One of my favorite scenes in the whole movie is when Borat wants Tutar to get plastic surgery to enhance the size of her breasts. But Tutar's babysitter has a heart-to-heart with her, showing a side of the film that truly cares and shuts down the idea of the aforementioned male gaze. Just when you think the film is over, and you are perfectly content with your experience, the film hits you with a big surprise that helps Borat's subsequent movie film into Dan's clan of must-watch movies for 2020 with a 9 out of 10 rating.